morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, what a wonderful day it is. Some of you still have Monday off celebrating. Happy birthday to America weekend, right? Independence Day. Oh, so glad to have you along this morning. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every single day. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And oh boy, there's so much going on. And I have to tell you, this weekend, I want to do a shout out to Jim and Trish. They invited Terry and I to go and hang out with them on their boat along the Columbia River there in between Oregon and Vancouver. And what a wonderful weekend it truly was, getting away from it all in a sense and having the opportunity to celebrate our wonderful country and the freedoms and liberty that we have that so many years ago, so many men and women put their lives, their time, treasure, and talent on the line to have the opportunity now to celebrate and have freedom, really. And it was so cool. We were along the Columbia River, and it was incredible because you can only get to these places by boat. So we go and we basically camp out, and everybody is just celebrating, and it's so good to see smiles, and people were just enjoying one another, being around one another, and on the water, and the weather was perfect, and it was just all around good help for our health, right? Our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health. And even yesterday morning, as we were getting ready to pack up and connecting with Jim and Trish and learning more about them and their stories. I mean, we talked about all of these things, political things, spiritual things. You know, it was like we were having church, and yet we were in God's country, God's nature, and on the water. It was just incredible. And I'm hoping that you had an opportunity this last weekend to kind of have some time with friends and family and regroup and figure out what feeds your soul and what helps you reset in a sense and kind of unplug from the craziness, right, that's been going on in the last 6 months, being mindful where we're headed. And the reality is in 17 weeks, we have an election, the 2020 election, November 3rd, and these things make a difference. And as I watched on social media, as you may have too, as we posted things on our Facebook page, of course, at Mount Rushmore, Trump had a huge rally. The Mount Rushmore state is South Dakota, where I used to live, and several friends were there. And to hear Kristi Noem, Governor Kristi Noem, is a personal friend of mine, talk about our life and liberty and just be so confident. There's a reason why she's so confident. Kristi Noem is a believer in Jesus, and she is also a protector and defender of life. And then you have the contrast of what's going on here in our very own state, here in Oregon, where, again, in Portland, there's just mass chaos going on, and the police force are tired. They've been doing this since the 30th of May. They're worn out. And I just want to say thank you to our law enforcement. When we were at the Columbia River, we ran into, saw some of the law enforcement, had a chance to have a conversation with them. Multnomah Sheriff Department, thank you for your work and your sacrifice. And I know you're working tirelessly. And we shout out to them this morning. And there's a lot to keep us in a mind of prayer. There's a lot of things that we need to kind of keep focus on and not get distracted by, right? And that's part of my goal here at the radio station, is to be a part of the solution. Yes, call out the things that are going wrong in our society, but be a part of the solution. And to me, you know, it's a contrast in a state where just a few years ago, a group of ranchers who occupied an empty bird sanctuary in the middle of nowhere in Oregon, the full force of the government brought down on them. They were vilified. One man was murdered in cold blood. Dozens spent years in jail awaiting trial. Some are still in prison. They were labeled terrorists. And yet a group of Antifa take over a section of a busy city there in Portland, and they're almost celebrated. To me, it's a contrast, right?
So I don't know what you do to keep yourself focused on the things that we can do, be a part of. And I know for me, I'm a defender of my country. I'm a defender of my faith, and I'm a defender of life. And I really believe it's important that we stand strong in those areas. And it starts with ourselves and what can we do and the influence and the people that we come in contact with, right? And know why we believe what we believe and why we're defending it. And in that effort, and here at the radio station, we support our troops. We support and defend life, right? And so it's important that we know why we believe what we believe. And in that effort to educate and empower and engage, we're going to visit right now with a real dear friend of mine. Dr. Pat Castle is someone that has founded the world's largest pro-life team called Life Runners. He has fearless faith and tireless efforts to inspire thousands in the pro-life movement. But I'll tell you what, he is a defender of our country. He served many years in the military, and he and I encountered one another right there in Rapid City, South Dakota. We served together at Ellsworth Base in the fact that I was his honorary commander, I think it was my title, as he was the commander of the Ellsworth Air Force Base of the medical unit. And he is everything about Dr. Pat Castle is about life, liberty, and faith. And he's on the air with me this morning. Dr. Pat Castle, my friend, how are you today?
Good morning, Stacy.
Yes, good morning to you. Oh, we are living in interesting times for sure, my friend. And I thought, man, this is a good time to have a check-in. You were like my second or third guest when we started back in March, and so much has happened. And we are in an exciting time in regards to Life Runners. I thought, I'll just bring Pat on. You'll help us keep thinking forward, right? And be a part of the solution, right? It's easy to complain, but we want to be a part of the solution and find things that we can be involved in to help persuade the persuadables, right? There's still a whole group of people are not sure where they feel on a lot of these issues. They don't know. They just need more information, right?
Yeah. You know, I think at the heart of what you said is, I love that you said we want to stay forward-looking.
Yes.
We cannot let all the confusion and chaos hinder us, slow us, stop us, bind us. So I like that, you know, your energy, your enthusiasm, your message is forward-thinking. And you and I used to say, forward, forward, always forward.
Yes, absolutely. So where are you in the world today? This is kind of a fun thing with Pat. He travels. You've been asked to speak many areas. In fact, I think you were even there. Were you there at Kristi Noem's inauguration or close to it?
I wasn't at her inauguration, but I did speak at the South Dakota Walk for Life rally last year, mm-hmm. and her and I were the speakers, so I got to meet her and spend some time with her, and she's one of our teammates, so she's an official Life Runner. She has the Remember the Unborn shirt, she wears it, she stands up so boldly for life, and yes, we saw her in the news, in the shadow of the Founding Fathers, and those that stood for faith, family, and freedom. And with President Trump, who stands so boldly for faith, family, and freedom, perfect.
And I recall a time where you and your beautiful wife, Angie, and our family were all together under those faces at Mount Rushmore celebrating in that wonderful program. And
that's right.
You remember that? And just
I do.
How life moving forward, I believe God brings people in each other's life for a greater plan and a greater purpose. And I'm so proud to have you as a friend. And talk to us a little bit about your military background. I think it's good for our listeners to know because I think it plays into what you're doing now and defending life.
Yeah. So my background, I was an Air Force scientist. So the title of my PhD is Nanoanalytical Chemist, which means my work was done at 1/10,000th the width of a human hair. Now, what does that have to do about faith, family, and freedom? Well, what it has to do is truth. And in science, one thing that I love about science is that it is truth-seeking. It's objective. And how interesting when the world tries to put our truth at odds with science, because you just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can say silly things like, I don't believe that life begins at conception. Well, guess what? That's not a belief thing. that's a biological fact. Life begins at conception. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. And so I love the fact that we can use the things, same things that the world uses to separate us from truth and God and faith and family and freedom, and turn it right back to them. Mm-hmm. Just turn it and use their language, because they're not at odds. So that education, Stacey, I used it to help defend against nuclear, biological, and chemical agents. So to protect the troops at bases, and guided them, advised them. And in that, interesting, gave me that insight strategically about defending life. And you kind of drew that connection to what I'm doing now in ministry. Is I'm still a weapons of mass destruction defense officer, because abortion has cost more lives than all combat combined, which adds up to about 1.2 million American lives in all combat in the history of our country. And we've lost more than 1.2 million lives on average since 1973 every single year to abortion. So that's fascinating. And so to be able to use the truth that life begins at conception, to be able to use the perspective of serving in the military, defending life, and to think that abortion is truly, you know, it's being sold as a solution, which is a big lie. You and I both know from the work that we've done serving abortion vulnerable mothers that there is no solution that they receive when they walk in an abortion facility. They receive the biggest problem. The biggest problem is they've just decided to end the life of their own child, and then they live with that regret until they find redemption and freedom through, you know, the blood of the Lamb, through their faith, through the cross, and we help lead them there. But that's truth speaking. So that's how it's all integrated. Thanks for asking.
And the beautiful thing about the work that we have done, and when we work with these with women and mothers, when they realize that was an event that happened in their life, you know, you can't go back and change the decisions that were made at that point. But when they come, and I've had the opportunity, and you have had the opportunity to usher in the truth, and that there is forgiveness, and there is redemption there, and there is hope again, and that's not who they are. It was an event that happened in their life, and they can move forward with freedom. It's a beautiful thing, and it's such a privilege, and I know you know this, it's such a privilege to walk someone who's been captive by that pain and that grief, to be broken free and to live, and then go out and help others and go and rescue. And when we come back from this break, we're about ready to go into break, Pat. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about that, and let's talk about how we can help others get free. All right? Sound all right? Okay. We'll be back right after this. You listen to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. We're talking to Dr. Pat Castle. He's the founder of Life Runners. There's something really huge going on right now. We'll get into it when we come back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Oh, it was a little hard to get up this morning. I'll tell you what, being out in that fresh air and enjoying a wonderful weekend of celebration at the 4th of July, what a wonderful country we truly live in, and so excited. I know it's easy to get distracted and a little frustrated, especially here where we're mandated to wear the masks and the things that are going on in our country right now, and all of us are like becoming a little conspiracy theorists, like, is this really what's going on, and do we believe it, or how do we know what the truth is, because it seems to be moving around and changing. One thing is true, that I know in my life, because of walking out in faith, that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and He'll be the same, and that we need to keep our eyes focused on Him, and He'll give us what we need this day to walk out in faith. And we need to do what we know what we need to do, and focus on what we can take care of, and stay encouraged, and stir up our faith. And on the air with me is Dr. Pat Castle. He is a friend of mine. I've known him. I'm privileged to know him. He is a forward thinker. He is a he is one that calls the clarion sound and people follow because they trust him. And he has a record that's trustworthy, and he has passion and compassion, and he's truly a fun person to spend time with. And I'm blessed to have spent time with him. And Dr. Pat, as we talk about faith and family and defending life, when we come across someone who doesn't believe the way we believe, it's so critically important to connect with them and to build that trust and to relate to them where they're at, and yet be able to, in love, speak truth. How do you do that in this world where there seems like there's so much conflict and people positioning? Yeah. How do we bridge that gap? How do you do it? You're doing it day in, day out with your ministry right there at the site of an abortion clinic. How do you do that? How do you coach us to do the same?
Yeah, no, that is a really good thought. And the thought is, how do we, in a moment, reflect someone who genuinely cares?
Mm-hmm.
And so, what does that even look like? And so, it looks like, from a practical standpoint, and of course, your body language, our body language, will be a reflection of, do we really care? Are we compassionate? The word compassion means to suffer with. So, what does someone look like when they're suffering with their neighbor? And so how it looks like in front of an abortion facility is, when those ladies are arriving for an abortion appointment for the worst day of their life, making a decision to end the life of their child and then living with that regret for the rest of their life, being sold a bill of goods. Mm. We meet them at that driveway, and we meet them, it's going to sound peculiar to people, with joy. Like, so we make life attractive. We make the alternative attractive. We make help, receiving help, which is hard. People are so, you know, self-reliance can be a sin. It can be a shortcoming when you don't realize that heaven's a team effort. We need each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, family is a team. We were never meant to walk through the world alone. You know, God intended for us to have help.
Yes.
And that's a lie. To be totally self-reliant.
Mm.
And so when they arrive, they receive us, and we're in a state of joy. So we're greeting, we're smiling, we meet them, we tell them good morning, we tell them our name. I give them my full name. Hi, my name is Pat Castle. And I say, what's your name? Oh, nice to meet you, Mary. Nice to meet you, John. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm here to help you. I took the morning off just to be here for you. And I want to let you know that there is free services next door, across the street, or a mile from here, wherever those free services are. Like, you led, Stacy, for a few years of your life as an executive director of a pregnancy help center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what noble work to be able to receive someone in the most vulnerable moment of their life, considering ending the life of their child, or the most vulnerable moment of their life they've ended the life of their child, and you're there to receive them, help them, to make sure it doesn't happen again. Why? Because 45% of abortions are repeat abortions. So we minister to them when they're coming in, and if they go in and they go through with that abortion, we also meet them with compassion when they come out. And so we're just meeting them with compassion, with joy, with peace. Let them know things are going to be okay. You know, are you here for an abortion appointment? I am. What would it take for you to not keep this appointment today, but instead receive the other free services next door? Well, you know, we're trying to maintain this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're doing an abortion to save your relationship. Yes. Well, I want you to know that 90% of relationships end when an abortion enters in.
Yes.
And you can go fact check that. You know, we watch ladies come in, I watch ladies leave. This ends relationships. This is not going to be the solution for that. And so giving them truth, giving them an opportunity to change their mind. And then on the way out, give them that compassionate look. Give them a card. We give them a card that says, have you taken the abortion pill? A lot of people don't know. So people listening today, this is good to know. You have 24 to 48 hours to take a medicine that can reverse the effects of the abortion pill. Because here in the state of Nebraska, half of abortions are the abortion pill, Stacey. So 50% of the abortions. Mm. And I don't know how that reflects nationally, but I'm sure it's close to 50% across the nation. That's probably not far off most states. And so to think that there is a medicine, you know, unlike the abortion pill, which is a chemical, that's mm-hmm. not medicine. You don't right. use medicine to kill a life. You use medicine to save a life. To think that there's a medicine that can offset, it's a high dose of testosterone that can offset that effect. It has about a 30, 35% success rate. But hey, there's still hope.
Right.
So you give them a card with an 800 number to call to be able to get that medicine. And we also on that card is a number to call for post-abortion healing.
Wonderful.
And there you go. There's compassion, help, real help.
Well, we're getting ready to go into another break, but I want to ask you, every day there in Omaha, how many appointments do they usually have?
Yeah, so the number per year is 2,200 in the state of Nebraska.
2,200.
And so we watch about 10 a day at this particular abortion facility, which is 10 too many.
Yes, yes. We're going to continue the conversation after this break. Dr. Pat Castle, founder of Life Runners. We're going to talk about the big event that's happening right now across America when we get back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new
good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Hanging out with you on this Monday, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. If you haven't had a chance to pick up your Best of the Willamette Valley, I encourage you. In fact, we have some at the studio. You can pick one up here during our office hours. The Best of the Willamette Valley, 329 businesses voted the best by you. And it's a great guide. You can go to their website, bestofthewillamettevalley.com as well. And it's so cool to celebrate the businesses in so many areas and the restaurants. And it's fun because as you go out in the community now, you're starting to see billboards and in the windows of the businesses that were voted by you the best of. You'll see their stickers and things like that. It's just a fun community thing, an event, and it's something encouraging and keeping our eyes focused forward and ahead as we walk through and get through these times of pandemic and all of the media that's going on. In fact, yesterday we were talking about how if we had a chance, we could vote our media out or evaluate our media because it seems like they kind of manipulate us. And I have Dr. Patrick Castle with us today, and he is the founder, one of the co-founders, in fact, of the Life Runners. Is it liferunners.org officially or just Life Runners?
Okay. Liferunners.org.
Okay, and give us a quick little how it started and where we're at today, and then let's talk about the event.
You bet. So the best news, Stacey, for listeners is running is optional.
Woo-hoo.
That's the best news of hearing the opening for Life Runners. So Life Runners, it's a group of teammates, ages 0.1 to 101. So you might be thinking, 0.1? How does that work? Well, little newborns in onesies,
uh-huh.
and their onesies have the jersey, Remember the Unborn. So all teammates wear a shirt that we call our jersey, and on the back of that shirt, it says Remember the Unborn. Mm-hmm. So we're a public witness, and so everyone's got to don something. You know, we like to say it's wear your witness. If you're pro-life faith, if your faith in family and freedom, your values line up, defending the unborn, and you're like, yeah, I'd put on a shirt that says Remember the Unborn and walk out as a public witness. That's Life Runners. It's that simple.
Mm.
Of course, we do all kinds of really neat gatherings, and we do lots of outreach. For example, in the first couple segments, we talked about the work that we do as sidewalk advocates, standing in front of abortion facilities. But a lot of people are like, you know, I don't know if I can do that, or there isn't a local abortion facility near me, or whatever the case would be, but everybody can help impact the culture. And when you think that 1 in 3 American women have had an abortion, that 1 in 5 conceptions in America end in abortion, just those kind of numbers, of course you're going to collide with abortion-vulnerable people, in grocery store lines or walking around the neighborhood. So you, it really is life-saving. It's heroic to put on a shirt that says, remember the unborn, because it impacts hearts and minds and helps prevent abortion. So if you're thinking, yeah, I can put on a shirt, well, guess what's going on right now? We're the largest spanning pro-life event in the world is happening right now. It kicked off on the 4th of July at the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. How's that for a good spot to kick off a pro-life, pro-God, pro-faith event in San Francisco, the Ephesus of our times?
Yes.
Probably very similar to like a Portland, Oregon. And then it also kicked off at the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City. You know, the New York City where just one of their abortion facilities murders 80,000 kids a year. 80,000 per year. And so, you know, that is the abortion capital of the world, New York City, by the numbers. So it kicks off in the Brooklyn Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, Grand Forks, North Dakota, in San Antonio, Texas, and they move towards each other. So all the legs, imagine them converging to the middle of our country, and they finish in Kansas City, Kansas, on August the 9th. So 40 days of walking and running, 1,254 5K segments that add up to 5,359 miles. All ages participating, walking and running. You can do the segments on the course or remotely in your own neighborhood. So half those miles are covered remotely. For example, the island of Fiji, our friend Karen Patnod, her group, they have 600 life runners on the island of Fiji now.
Wow.
And they adopt the state of Utah. And so they do the little 5K segments. They sign up across the state of Utah, and they complete them on the island of Fiji. So everyone's qualified to be a life runner. If you, you know, got to wear something, wear a shirt that says Remember the Unborn, and everybody's qualified to participate, even in their own neighborhood, for a 5K segment of the relay. That's the event going on right now, liferunners.org/across, A-C-R-O-S-S. Makes a big cross, America.
So if I understand you right, and just to recap what I thought you said, here in Oregon, we can sign on to be a life runner, a walker. We can also participate in this remotely. Like, so if I go to Minto Brown Island Park, which is close by, and I want to do a segment, I could walk it out physically here wearing my life runner shirt and still be a part of the momentum going across
America.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. How is that?
And, Stacey, to your point, there are now life runners. So there's over 15,000 life runners in the world, but this is really exciting. Those life runners are in 2,553 cities across 39 nations around the world.
Yes.
And so those life, these, and what's the one commonality? Everyone's willing. Everyone has faith strong enough. Everyone is bold enough. Everyone is, you know, pro-faith, pro-family, pro-freedom enough to put on a shirt that says, Remember the Unborn. And the motto for the relay is freedom for all, born and unborn.
Oh,
so freedom for all. So line that up with all lives matter, with all the other noise going on in our country. You bet all lives matter.
Yes.
You know, all lives. It doesn't matter the color, the skin, the sex of the baby, you know, the gender of the baby. Of course, all lives matter, and we defend that with this relay across America.
And the beautiful thing about wearing the jersey, I remember the first time, we talked about this last time, the first time I put the jersey on, we were going to an event together, to a march or somewhere we were going on the front lines, and you and I have had the opportunity to speak in other places and defend life. And I put that on, and if you feel like, everybody's looking at you and reading it, you feel like a little bit like a rock star kind of, but yet then you're also, they're reading it and you could just watch their faces, like if they're offended or they're with you or they're, you know, it reminds them, because so many times I know when I've worked with folks, both men and women, who've lost children to abortion, they don't want to be reminded. If they haven't walked mm-hmm. through the healing part, it's hard to be reminded. They want to place right. it out of their mind. And yet God wants them to have, I believe, they're restored. They want them to be healed, and they want to have the message of hope and have that not hinder them anymore, that memory.
Right.
And then certainly for those who are contemplating, maybe they just found out that they're pregnant and they haven't told anybody yet. It's open up a door to have a conversation, and it is a conversation starter. And so it does take boldness, and it takes awareness
yep.
To put that jersey on. But what a great witness. What an amazing witness. And
it is. Mm-hmm. And as you described, when you put the jersey on the first time, the shirt that says, "Remember the Unborn," I remember you really do feel like a superhero, because you really are. Remember, the root of hero is life-saving. And to think what you just described, having a simple, compassionate message, "Remember the Unborn," on your back for people to read while you're walking through the culture, that is enough. 78% of post-abortion women said that if one person or sign had encouraged them to choose life, they would not have aborted their child. Think of that. So when you're wearing that shirt, you identify as a person, and you are a sign. You're wearing it. And to think that just might be enough, strolling through a grocery store, for a woman that's in crisis to be encouraged. And for the post-abortion ladies that you mentioned, interesting enough, we have lots of post-abortion women and men on our team, and they find it to be very redemptive, Stacey,
mm-hmm.
to put that shirt on, to be able to memorialize their children and to help warn others that abortion is no solution for anything.
And if you're encouraged by what you're hearing, listeners and friends, today, I'm
yeah.
looking for people to join the team. Who's going to join the Salem or the Pacific Northwest team? Go on to liferunners.org. It doesn't matter if you're a walker or a runner. Maybe you are a runner. We have lots of races. I think a lot of them are put on hold mm-hmm. right now just because of the pandemic. But you can still walk your neighborhood. You can still walk Mental
That's
Brown
right.
Park. You know, join the team. Simply all you have to do is go to liferunners.org and get signed up. Get a jersey. That's it.
Wear it.
And wear it. Mm-hmm.
Half the team doesn't run. So of the 15,000, there's a question on there, you know, or do you run? So it's kind of interesting that half of life runners don't run. And we like to kind of joke and say, you know, the walkers are really better life runners because you can read their jersey
right.
easier. Remember the unborn.
We're billboards longer, whatever. Yeah. And there's lots of races. A lot of people run in current races, right? They'll wear
mm-hmm.
their jersey. They're their own team. Talk to us a little bit about your annual run. You choose a run
okay,
in the fall.
We do a big, we go crash a big secular marathon each year. And to let folks know, at these current marathons, it's not just a marathon. It's a marathon. It's half marathon. It's a 5K and a 1 mile fun run.
Mm-hmm.
So there really is something for everybody at these big national marathons. And so we pick one each year. We kind of move it around the country to make it easier for different teammates to be able to attend each year. But this year it's in Indianapolis, the first weekend of November.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've got family nearby, or if you want to travel to our race, we're always the largest marathon team that shows up, which is really cool.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
A couple hundred of us.
We're heading into another break. Stay on the line with me, Dr. Pat. We want to get into a few more things
okay.
before the end of the hour. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to support and defend life together as we move forward and keep our eyes focused on the things that we can make a difference in. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Oh, it's a beautiful day today. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Temperature today, about 73 degrees. As we move through the week, we'll continue to see temperatures in the 70s and that sunshine. No complaints from me on that. It's so fun in the Pacific Northwest how it's kind of cloudy in the morning and then it burns off and it's beautiful in the afternoons. Whatever you're planning today, maybe you still have the day off today because of the holiday weekend. Whatever you're doing, thank you for tuning in this morning. I want to give a special shout out and happy birthday to Melinda Roth. It's her birthday today, and she is a great American patriot, a mom, a wife, and thankful for Melinda in my life. And I also want to encourage you to stay tuned as we move through this week. We're going to continue to have shows that bring in empowerment and engagement. And there's a lot going on locally here in Salem. Tomorrow morning, Danielle Bethel will join in and we'll talk about a little bit what's been going on in the Salem-Keizer School Board, what's going on in our Marion County area, and certainly all the fun events and things coming up with the Keizer Chamber as well. So Danielle Bethel will be with us tomorrow. Currently on the air, we have Dr. Pat Castle. He is the founder of Life Runners, and it's a wonderful organization. If you haven't, you're just tuning in, you haven't had a chance to listen, I encourage you to listen to the podcast later, because it's just a wonderful opportunity to defend life. And if maybe you've always wanted to be involved in something and you just didn't have the time to serve at the local pregnancy center or help with Right to Life, you've wanted to get engaged, you didn't really know, what a great way to start. And as we're growing in the Pacific Northwest, certainly here in the Salem area, our Life Runner team, I encourage you to get involved. LifeRunners.org. I'll put a link on our Facebook page at KSLM Radio, and we'll be able to together spread the message of life in our community. And then if you are someone who likes to work out or walk, now that we're out and about a little more and the weather's cooperating, I encourage you to wear that jersey. And when you're going down along the Riverwalk, wear your jersey and sign up for a leg in the Across America Relay. Dr. Pat Castle, you know, there's a faith element to this. Mm-hmm. Being a part of the Life Runner. In fact, when I'm looking at the logo here, it's so yeah. amazing logo with the cross and the yeah. and the dove and the running shoes and Jeremiah 1:5. How did you come up with that scripture?
Oh, I'm so glad that you that was your I'm always wondering what your transition is going to be into the next segment, Stacey, because I know you and I know you've got an encyclopedia of different faith, family, and freedom angles that we could discuss. But transitioning from our last segment, I just will title that Battle Buddies.
Yes.
I mean, Life Runners are battle buddies for life, for faith, family, and freedom. And when you're, you know, wearing a Life Runners jersey that says, remember the unborn on the back, and walking out as a public witness, it is very empowering to know that you're doing something for the Lord. And this is my transition to the faith element. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Scripture says that whatever you do for the least of these, we do for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And there's no one more least than a precious unborn baby. Mm-hmm. And so we really do. We stand up for the least of the least when we're wearing that shirt that says, remember the unborn. And we're doing that for Christ. So not only are we battle buddies, but we're ministry buddies. And when you're with another Life Runner, so if you're going to get signed up, go to liferunners.org. It takes about a minute on an online form to get connected with the team, to get our monthly updates, to know what's going on with your local Salem Life Runners and where they're meeting up monthly. But it also gives you the opportunity to order your shirt, which we call our jersey, which that says, remember the unborn. Encourage a friend or a family member, or for that matter, sign up your spouse or your children, because what's better than one person? How about two or three or four or five people, Stacey, going out to a restaurant or to a sporting event or for a walk around the neighborhood? It really amplifies that message.
Yes.
And so to describe the rest of the shirt, so we've talked about the message most of the hour, but the rest of the shirt really does have a lot of faith elements, as you pointed out. It's got a Holy Spirit dove on the front, has a real big cross on the front, you know, and as a reference to Jeremiah 1:5, and that verse is that God knew us even before we were in our mother's wombs. And so to line all that up with evangelization, we know the last thing that Christ said to all of us, you know, before he ascended into heaven, and this is his message that just ripples around the planet for people that follow Jesus, is to go forth and make disciples of all nations. And it doesn't mean we need to get on an airplane and fly to Africa, which is what we're supposed to be right now. You said at the beginning of the hour that when we talk, who knows where God's going to have me planted as an evangelist for pro-life. Well, I was supposed to be in Tanzania right now, ministering to the Archdiocese of Tabora. But because of the pandemic, the State Department could not guarantee any return flight. So I was like, well, maybe we'll postpone it till we can, because I still have responsibilities with my family. And the idea of getting on a plane and telling them, I don't know if I'm going to be home in a week or a month or a few months, but we will return and do that mission trip. But to have a friend or a family member with you going out, it really amplifies that message. And so I hope people are putting their faith into action. John 1:22, be doers of the word. And then you, the other faith elements are, you are picking up your cross. You have one on the front of your shirt and following Christ. You are evangelizing the truth with that Jeremiah 1:5. God knew us even before we were in our mother's wombs. And you are carrying the message for the least of the least. Remember the unborn. Yep, that's the shirt.
Do you have any speaking engagements coming up in the fall that haven't been postponed yet?
You know, that is, you can see those, and I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I'm pulling it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to liferunners.org/speaking, mm-hmm. and you'll see a bunch of them were postponed to the fall and next spring. But what I do has not been canceled is I'm going to be in Napa, Valley, California, the 22nd to the 26th of July, called the Napa Institute, giving a talk called Living Pro-Life with Heroic Virtue and leading a 5K walk run for this conference.
All right. So
and then,
that's the other thing, too, is that you are available to come and talk at groups.
Absolutely.
And do training and teaching and things like that. So
yes.
If people were interested, they can get a hold of you through the liferunners.org. page as well.
And they can see those different topics you see at liferunners.org/speaking. So, you know, faith activism, courts and education, pro-life apologetics, sidewalk advocacy, real health care, supporting life at all stages, countering Planned Parenthood strategies, what true manhood is in defending life, defending schools, and the top 10 reason of the abortion rate is lowest ever. And I'll explain. So in 1973, 22 January 1973, on that day, so that year, we are now at a lower rate of abortion than the first year of legalized abortion. And that's good news that we're making progress.
That is good news.
That motivate everyone to keep going.
Keep moving forward. Yes. And we're wrapping up for today, Pat. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Thank you, Tracy.
Be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon.
All in Christ.
For pro-life. Yep, we're in it together. Thank you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Standing for truth, standing together, defending life, and I encourage you, get involved today. Liferunners.org. Be a part of my team, the Life Runners team, right here in the Pacific Northwest. Join in today. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I were overcome. Go out and have a great Monday. Be blessed.